Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Green River Running Red, the real story of the Green River Killer, America's deadliest serial murderer. By Anne Rule, narrated by Barbara Caruso, and directed by Howard Trent. This book is copyrighted 2004 by Anne Rule. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. The quest to discover the most prolific serial killer in American history has been an intimate part of Anne Rule's life, with some of the corpses found only a mile or so from where she lived and raised her own daughters. She did not know the killer, but he apparently knew her and attended many of her book signings. Now, in the most extraordinary book that she has ever undertaken, the product of more than two decades of research, Anne Rule tells the story of the Green River investigation and the apprehension of the man who took the lives of 49 young women. And now, Green River Running Red.
Introduction. As I began this most horrifying of all books in my long career as a true crime writer, I found myself faced with the same dilemma I encountered some 25 years ago. In the early 1970s, I worked as a volunteer at the Crisis Clinic in Seattle, Washington. Two nights a week, I worked an all-night shift with a young male psychology student at the University of Washington as my partner. Together, we fielded calls from suicidal and distraught people. I hadn't published a book yet, but by 1975 I had a contract to write one if the nameless killer of at least seven young co-eds in Washington and Oregon was ever caught. As many readers know, that murderer turned out to be my partner, Ted Bundy. By the time I learned that, however, he had left the Northwest and continued his murderous rampage in Utah, Idaho, and Colorado. Convicted of attempted kidnapping in Utah, Ted was extradited to Colorado in 1976 to await his murder trials for eight victims in that state. But he escaped from two jails, making his way to Florida after his second successful escape on New Year's Eve, 1977. There he took the lives of three more young women and left another three for dead in Tallahassee and Jacksonville, before he was finally arrested, convicted of murder in two trials, and sentenced to death. After 9 years of appeals, Ted was electrocuted on January 24, 1989, at Rayford Prison. How many women did Ted Bundy kill? No one really knows for sure. But when Florida detectives told him that the FBI believed his toll was 36 victims, he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?